A little bit of light on the horizon for those of you who've been suffering through the coronavirus, not getting out and about as much as you used to. Have a listen to this. This is on page 10 of the Cairns Post today. It says, gather your friends, your colleagues and families for some festive fun trackside as the countdown to Christmas begins. Now, the Jockey Club will host its fifth annual Christmas party race day this Sunday, November 15, featuring a Christmas luncheon, an eight-race program and fashions on the field. The gates open at midday. Free family fun is set to run from 1 till 4 with a special visit from Santa. A jumping castle, animal farm, children's fashions competition. It's just going to be a fabulous day. Isn't it funny when you look back at, remember the prude said, oh, we mustn't have children on the racetrack. Must never be near that evil of gambling. And how it was just awful. And that's what happens from time to time when some groups of people all get together and plot, and it was very negative indeed, and thank God that particular cohort of people who had such influence on government decisions got rolled. Now, it says here, tickets for the race day are now on sale and selling fast. So we'll just put a call out to John Cameron to talk about what he's got planned. He's there somewhere. There he is. He's the General Manager, Chief Executive over at the Cairns Jockey Club. Hello, John.
Good morning.
I just love reading about all of these things for every member of the family. You'd remember well, although I don't know if you were here then, that we had the prudes all get together and say we don't want children anywhere near horses. Do you remember those days?
Look, they were probably, I wasn't in Cairns at the time, but No. Look, it's probably a theme that was out there at one stage where horses are deemed bad animals and racing was deemed not necessarily acceptable.
Yes.
Now the world changes in a positive way.
But the government of the day swallowed it. That's what I couldn't believe. There were, as much as we screamed from regional Queensland about the importance socially of race meetings, you know, as much as we screamed, oh, no, we know what's best for you up there in the bush. God, the arrogance just overwhelms me at times. Now, listen, let's talk about this Sunday because it's going to be a wonderful day. Talk about the attractions, talk about the number of races, and talk about the fact that you've got the rails out. What's going on there?
We'll start with why we have the rail out. As an ongoing scenario, Racing Queensland has been helping the track with improving its drainage system, and every year we spend about $100,000 on improving the drainage for years. One more year to go, possibly two. And what that enables us to do is cope with what we have is a bit unique in Cairns. We'll probably get close to a metre of rain in the period from mid-January to mid-February. And still, well, most of the time, we've been able to continue racing unless it pours on the day. So that helps us in that regard. And with our track having been lifted now, Cairns is a Tier 1 racetrack, which puts us equal with Townsville, Mackay and Rockhampton, whereas previously it was below that. And, for example, Cairns Amateurs is a Tier 4 club. So it just shows you the way in which the actual venue is now treated in a positive way from Racing Queensland. And what they're doing in conjunction with that, they're buying us new machinery to maintain us with things like fertilizers to improve the track. So the investment in the track has been tenfold of late. And in this last little while, we've probably spent, $150,000, $160,000 just continuing to make those improvements.
Isn't this terrific? I love hearing about this new machinery coming so clearly that track's going to be improving every year. Can I just ask you, with the rail out as it is, I presume that leads to smaller fields, does it?
Yes, it does. And what it allows is the inner part of the track. It's just like, if all the trucks on the road just stayed on one lane of the traffic, then you're going to get wear and tear. And there's the benefit of just giving that part, particularly the inside 3 metres, a rest. And it enables us to kill off the weeds that grow in the grass naturally here and try and get it up to a level that it's right for the new season. Because we took on such a big workload last year, we finished up running 21 TAB meetings, where it was only 3 years ago we ran 13 meetings in total and only 5 or 6 of those were TAB meetings. And with the TAB meetings naturally come more runners and more races, whereas the on-course onlys used to only be, say, 5 races or 6 races. They might only be 25 to 45 horses running around, whereas now we range sometimes between 80, for example, on this day, to over 100.
What does all this mean to the accommodation availability over there, the stalls at the racetrack?
Look, it's put us under a bit of pressure. That's interesting you picked up on that, is that going forward, with certainly on the bigger days, we only just cope with it now. That's a nice problem to have, and with a little bit of flexibility of the trainers, some of the trainers take their horses home early on those big days, mm-hmm. just to enable us to put all the horses in the stalls and enable the racing to go on as per the rules of racing.
Mm. Now, numbers you expect on Sunday?
But we're nearly back to normal. We'll probably have in the vicinity of 800 to maybe a little bit more than that. It's only a year ago we had 1,100 at the same race meeting.
Yeah.
When there was no COVID restrictions. Mm. And look, groups are coming out. People are having Christmas parties. I think racing, certainly in Queensland, has been managed exceptionally well by the heads of the department, by Racing Queensland and the government, and the health department assisting us. And out of that, you know, our recovery process is taking a really positive step. And in Queensland, we employ something like 12,000 people, full-time equivalent. So while that's happening in the entertainment area, and of course we all want to see the positives of hotels and restaurants and that beginning to boom again, and of course tourism, but look, we're a component of that, and there are these many positives happening. It's nice to see, and it's certainly evident for this Sunday, where we can see that families will come along. There's a fair number of people that are members that are coming along, and groups that are taking up the hospitality options.
Any of the restrictions going to be a problem on Sunday?
No, look, they don't now. Look, mind you, we've been practicing since mid-April, now we've got things down pretty smooth, and with the assistance of Racing Queensland and Queensland Health, a lot of the things go very, very well. We seem to think we've got good systems in place.
Gee, it's excellent news. You must get a lot of satisfaction about these changes since you've arrived on the scene.
Oh, it's just great. I always say it's great playing in a winning team. And a winning team for us comprises of, look, we need good staff. We're very reliant on volunteers. Mm. And we have a very active committee that help in so many ways that enable us to keep moving forward. And, you know, in the current year, the last financial year, we probably will run at one of our biggest profits for a long time.
Oh, really?
And, look, of course, we've got to cope with the fact that our cup meeting was reduced in the current financial year, but it's just nice to have made continued progress. We're investing a lot in stables and maintenance, and last month alone we probably spent over $100,000 on maintenance, that someone's getting paid wages or something's going around in the community, and we like that that's happening, because that'll come back to us in some positive way.
It's a great story. Wonderful story. All right, Jono, good luck for Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's John Cameron. He's the General Manager, CEO of the Cairns Jockey Club. It's just such a wonderful success story in recent times.